It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Hello everyone, welcome to my show. This is your host Tristan Pang on Planet FM 104.6, Youth Voices. Great to have your company here today. Today's featured guest is Nicholas Evans.
Let's talk.
So, 11 years old, Nicholas Evans is a talented student at Remuera Intermediate School. Growing up, Nick has excelled in many endeavours. Besides academic subjects, he is also mastering magic tricks to knitting and crocheting. His mother is still wearing a scarf that he crocheted for her at the age of 7. Probably influenced by his parents, whom are both mathematicians, Nick's favourite subject in school is mathematics, but his passion lies in coding, software engineering and electronics. He is a determined self-learner who is lucky enough to live in the age when most of the knowledge is readily available on the internet. He spends most of his time learning new things from YouTube and other channels. He is currently working on several projects which include the construction and programming of an Arduino robot, building a model of a 3D printer with electronically controlled moving parts, and improving his website that he created from scratch. So, welcome to my show.
Hello. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks, Nick. So, you're such a cool kid. You are not only good at school subjects, but also good at magic tricks, knitting and crocheting. So, what is your favourite magic trick?
Oh, I really like this trick where someone names a card, and then another person names a number, and then they count from the top of the pack to that number, and they reveal the card, and it's the card they chose.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. It's also one of my favourite tricks. It's very cool, and we should learn it someday, right? So now let's move on to a bit of school stuff. So you said that your favourite subject is maths. What is your favourite topic in maths, and why?
Well, to be honest, I don't really have a favourite topic in maths. I just like maths in general.
That's good. That's good. So what are you learning in maths at the moment?
Now we're doing geometry and volume and, yeah.
And I guess your mum can talk all about her topology and geometry. Have you learned much about that?
Nope.
Well, there's always an opportunity to start. So. Mm-hmm. And also, at school, you did a bit of mathics. That's kind of doing maths as well as running around, right? How do you find that? Were you the runner for your team?
No, I wasn't the runner, but yeah, it's very stressful because it's so much pressure.
I did mathics as well, and I found that very stressful as well.
Yes.
Did you get a good placing for that competition?
We came third equal.
Oh, that's very good.
With Kings.
Kings. We came second equal.
My school. Nice.
And, well, Kings came first, and then my team, from my school, we had two teams. We tied with each other, so that's pretty interesting. But Kings always gets first for some reason. I wonder why. So, Nick, you're also very interested in coding and stuff, and I see you've brought your coding along with you today.
Mm-hmm.
So, here at university, myself and many of the students are learning Python, especially in physics and stuff. And also the Maths Club and the Physics Association together, and I'm helping with that as well. We are running a series of Python workshops for our fellow students. So we should actually invite you to teach, right, Nick? What do you think about that?
I have no idea. I mean,
It's so amazing that you're already fluent in Python. It's wonderful, and you're also fluent in CSS, Java, and HTML. When did you learn all these?
I started programming with Scratch when I was in year 4, so when I was 9. And then I got a book about it, and it also had Python. So I started learning that and then just built it up to HTML.
That's very cool. What's your favourite thing to code in? Is it Python?
Yeah, I love Python.
That's good to hear. How about, what's your favourite current project you're doing in Python or any other coding language?
So I have an Arduino, and at the moment I'm trying to make kind of like a light up Rubik's Cube, which also works as an alarm clock.
That's very cool. So with this, what's your time frame? Have you started making it, or
I've started planning, but I actually need to order the parts for it.
That makes sense. So are you going to sell it after you've made it? Are you going to patent the idea?
No,
it's a great business idea.
I'm just going to keep it.
Good choice. Keep it yourself so no one else can have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's your own idea, your own baby project. So now also, apart from your own coding, you're also part of the coding club in Remuera Intermediate. So what is coding club and what do you do there?
Oh, so in coding club, most of us just play around with Scratch. But
that's pretty cool.
If you get more advanced, you start doing like Python and
I guess you can teach all your peers, right?
Yeah, so at the moment we're trying to learn Python all together. There's a few of us that already know it, so we just go ahead and do our own stuff.
Yep, that's very cool. That's amazing. And, also you mentioned in your bio that you were making a 3D printer or something. Can you tell us a bit about your 3D printer?
Oh, yeah, so it's going to basically, it doesn't work at the moment because I did some modifications that didn't work. But basically, I got these two motors out of a CD drive that moves the laser across. And I took those and I made an X and Y axis. Mm. And then I'm going to use another motor for the Z axis.
That's very cool. And what are you going to do with that after you finish?
I guess I'll just use it for my own personal use.
Good to hear. You also do a bit of sports, right? Do you like it and what do you play?
Yeah, I love sport. In my own time, I do squash. I used to do taekwondo, but I'm taking a break. And cricket in the summer. Mm-hmm. On the weekends and some of the weekdays, I go for runs as well. And at school, I just run around.
That's great to know. And I guess no one will mess with you because, you know, you can always...
Yeah.
Now, how about a bit of music and stuff? Do you have a favourite singer and a favourite song?
Yeah, so I play the guitar, and on the guitar, I'm playing The Man Who Sold the World by David Bowie. But I don't really have a favourite song.
Well, I guess if you're learning that one, it will quickly become your favourite, or maybe your least favourite if you play it too many times.
Yeah.
It's good to know that you're involved in music, sports, you kind of do everything. You're wonderful, Nick. And now, how about, do you have a hero in your life, or like someone you look up to?
Yeah, personally, I like Sergey Brin, who is the co-founder of Google. Mm-hmm. He really inspires me because he grew up in Moscow, and I have Russian blood in me. He's also a computer scientist and got a PhD in mathematics as well. I also like Elon Musk, you know, founder of Tesla, CEO. And yeah, he's just legend.
Yeah, very good people to look up to as well. And I'm sure one day you'll be just like them.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
You definitely will, Nick. And now, how about an inspiring story that you like, Nick? Do you have one that you would like to share with us?
An inspiring story. Well, when my granddad's also, and he's an engineer, and so I guess that's how I started getting into it. But I also had a friend that introduced me to programming, but my grandpa introduced me to engineering and using the Arduino. But I guess you have to do a bit of both, programmer and make the schematic.
That's very cool. Thanks for sharing that with us, Nick. And finally, before we go, what would you like to do in the future? What would you like to be?
I hope that I get to be a software engineer or in Google or Yahoo.
Or maybe you can make your own company.
Yeah. successful company, hopefully.
That's very awesome, Nick. Thanks for that. And I know you achieve whatever you want to achieve. You're such a smart boy. Well done.
Thanks.
Also, thank you 95B FM for letting me use their studio. Nick, can you say thank you for them in Russian?
Спасибо.
Thank you 95B FM. So, it's been great talking to Nick today. It's so amazing, and I know Nick will go far. Let's play the song Nick mentioned in his interview to end the show.
Of was and when, although I was not there, he said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago. Oh no, not me. I never lost control. Your face to face with the man who sold the world. Made my way back home. I searched for fallen land. For years and years I roamed. I gazed and gazed and stared at all the millions here. We must have died alone a long, long time ago. Who knows? Not me. We never lost control. Your fights to fight with the man who sold the world.
That's it from me, Tristan Pang. Thank you for listening. I welcome your feedback and the support of the program, so please email me at youthvoicesnz@gmail.com or visit my website, www.questisfun.org.nz. That's quest-is-fun.org.nz/youthvoices. See you next month. Bye.
Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.